Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for being with us. I know you got a lot of choices what to do on your weekend, so thanks for spending some of it with us here on Experience Wisconsin. I love the show because we go places that are a short drive, we go places that are a little further. I would say Old World Wisconsin and Eagle is kind of in the middle. A little bit of a drive, but definitely worth it. Betsy Gasper is with us. She's the GM Guest Services at Old World Wisconsin. Betsy, oh my gosh, thank you so much for being with us. I'm excited to be joined by Betsy Gasper, General Manager, Guest Services, Old World Wisconsin. Betsy, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course, so happy to join you.
Let's start with a little bit of background. This is such a special place in our state. Tell me a little bit about Old World Wisconsin and Eagle.
Sure, yeah. It is a one-of-a-kind living history experience here in Eagle, Wisconsin. It's part of the Wisconsin Historical Society and one of 12 historic sites and museums across the state. What makes it special is its size and its scope. We have 600 acres here in the beautiful Kettle Moraine. We just love the opportunity that you can come and walk through history. Guests get to explore life, what it was like for the early immigrants who settled here more than 100 years ago. And we have 60 original historic buildings from all across Wisconsin. They're not replicas. They're real homes, barns, shops, even a church that were carefully selected for their authenticity. And then over a 10-year period, they were moved here to Eagle piece by piece. We were able to preserve them and help us tell the story of Wisconsin in the 19th century.
That is really, really cool. So what's happening this December at Old World Wisconsin?
Yeah, each December we look forward to when our site reopens for those first two weekends and we present Home for the Holidays. This is a one-of-a-kind festive season celebration and we fill it with all kinds of historic traditions of the past. It's a great time to come escape the hustle and bustle of the holiday season and just rediscover some of the simple joys of this season. And this year, we have some great favorites that are returning from the past that we haven't had lately.
Ooh, that's cool. So what's coming back this year?
Yeah, we're excited to bring back Breakfast with Santa. It'll be in our historic Clousing Barn. We're going to do it from 8 to 10 a.m. on those two weekends, and families can come and enjoy a really good breakfast buffet. And of course, the kids get to meet Santa, and I heard that Mrs. Claus may also make an appearance, and we can have a photo taken with Mr. and Mrs. Claus to share that memory of coming to breakfast. As I said, this is happening inside our beautiful Clousing Barn. This is one of the few octagon-shaped barns that is left in the state. Plus, when you come to Breakfast with Santa, your ticket will include admission to Home for the Holidays for the rest of the day, which opens at 10 a.m. after the breakfast.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, let's talk Home for the Holidays. Such a special, cool thing at Old World Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is our way of bringing that 19th century festive season back to life here in Wisconsin. You can grab a hot chocolate or a warm cup of wassail and explore our historic buildings and grounds. There are more than 20 holiday traditions from the past that you can discover as you wander and all kinds of hands-on experiences as well. But we do also have live music. The Brass Knuckles will be performing in our Caldwell Hall. That is where everyone is invited to do a sing-along with them. You can even take part in an English tradition of wassailing around the apple tree where you circle the tree, sing, and that singing is supposed to encourage a very fruitful crop in the new year. And then a guest favorite is heading to our crafting tent where you can create swags and ornaments with natural materials that were collected this fall as things dried out and all of our flowers kind of went to the end of their season all across our 600 acres.
Talk about the kids' chance to meet Santa from back in the day.
Yeah, definitely. Kids love meeting the Victorian era Santa in his workshop. They can even drop off a letter in a special mail basket that will go directly to the North Pole. And for the more adventurous kids, Krampus, he is a mischievous Austrian-German trickster. He'll be waiting in his cabin if kids want to meet him. And then kids can also be on the lookout for Julemote. That is the Scandinavian holiday gnome who pops up around the grounds. Other favorites include our 14-foot-high straw-stuffed Scandinavian Yule goat, and we also have horse-drawn wagon rides with sleigh bells and all decked out in fresh garlands as well that you can participate in.
Oh, Betsy, that sounds cool. What about if shopping or grabbing a bite to eat is on the agenda? Can you give us a couple suggestions?
Yeah, definitely. We have a variety of shopping alternatives. You can purchase 19th century gifts, actually, in our general store. You have the opportunity to purchase some of our time traveler tokens and use those in our village. So you can exchange those for gifts that would typically have been given during the holidays more than 100 years ago. Gifts were definitely more simple then. So some of the things that you can trade those tokens in are for some soap, different kinds of candy, and all kinds of fun things. for those not necessarily looking for 100-year-old gifts, those who want to shop in the 21st century, the Ramsey Barn is filled with all kinds of unique gifts. Many of them we actually curate that are made in Wisconsin. And then guests who want a bite to eat, you'll be happy to know that we have reopened our Clousing Cafe that is in the lower level of that octagon-shaped barn. And we offer some wonderful homemade specialties like chicken pot pie, baked macaroni and cheese, chili, and some other fun options as well.
This is really, really special stuff. Give us some of the details, dates, tickets, etc.
Sure. Home for the Holidays runs the first two weekends in December on Saturday and Sunday. So that's December 6th and 7th, 13th and 14th. And it runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We really recommend arriving early so you can experience as much as possible. Tickets are $22 for adults, $20 for seniors, and $17 for kids. And as always, kids under the age of 5 are free. For those who want to attend breakfast with Santa in the Clousing Barn, this is from 8 to 10 a.m. on all four of those dates. And each ticket includes that buffet breakfast, meeting and photo with Santa, and even a special gift, which I won't say what that is. Mm-hmm. You'll have to come to figure that out. Breakfast with Santa is separately priced. It is $52 for age 13 to 64. Seniors age 65 and older are $40. $25 for age 5 to 12, and then under 5 are free. And those prices, as I said before, also include your ticket for Home for the Holidays. So it is that buffet breakfast and your Home for the Holidays ticket. And as a little plug for the Wisconsin Historical Society, if you are a member of the Historical Society, you get 10% off of those prices as well.
Check out information at oldworldwisconsin.org. Betsy Gasper is the GM, Guest Services, Old World Wisconsin. Great stuff. So much fun. Thank you, Betsy.
You bet. Thanks so much.
You got it. Up next, when Experience Wisconsin rolls on, it's Elkhorn. We'll be right back.